So yeah, my first video, not my first, my the first blown video on TikTok was 19.3k. I was so excited. It was even my sister, like, after, let me tell you something very weird I do. I'm such a weird person, but let me tell you something weird I do. After uploading a video, I usually delete my TikTok and my Instagram just because I don't want to be going there and, you know, be checking and be seeing one, like, I don't like doing that. Who do, like, let me say something. So who does this thing when you upload a video? If you can relate and you're a content creator, when you upload a video, you just leave the video or leave the app, yeah, because you like the euphoria of seeing a lot of likes, even if they're just 14 likes. Me. Oh my god, like, I will so leave the app, or I'll even delete the app, so that when I come back I can see a lot of likes, even if they're just 14 or 5 or 10. Like, I just like the fact that they've been accumulated, the likes have been accumulated. So, like, I was not following up, like, XYZ liked this, I will not follow it like one by one, I will not follow every like one by one. It just, it's crazy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know. It's content creation math. Yeah. So, I should put that on Twitter. Lately, I've been using all my socials. Like, I don't even know. It has just been entertaining, I guess, and nice. I never used to use all my socials. Like, I just delete. I'll delete, like, Instagram, Snapchat and Twitter, and usually WhatsApp. I classify WhatsApp as a social, as a social, because it's like whatever. But, or I'll delete Instagram. I never delete WhatsApp, sure. I'll delete Instagram and TikTok, and then I'll leave Snapchat and Twitter, or I'll just delete all of them and leave only Snapchat. I used to do that before, but now I have all of them. And I use all of them. I interact with everybody on all of them. Sometimes it can be draining, so I have to delete them again. But a few times I go on there, I actually get invested, which sometimes can be good and sometimes not so good. But anyways, yeah, so that's one aside. What else do I want to tell you guys about? I don't know what else I want to say. Oh my god. Oh, my birthday is coming soon, December. I just want to say, if you're an anon on listening to me, you better wish me happy birthday. You better wish me happy birthday. Write an epistle for me. I don't care. Write it. Period. Write and send to me. My email. Send to my email. I think my email is here. So, yeah. Send to that email. Yeah. So, what else? Life has been good. Work has been irritating. But I had, like, a patient come in yesterday. Like, mini, mid emergency. So she came in, and then she was just, you know, a lot of things happened. Not really a lot of things, but some things happened to her, and then we just admitted her. And she's so cool. You know, some patients can be so calm, even in the midst of the whole chaos that happened yesterday. Me, I feel like I was the one that was chaotic. I was having what will I call this crisis now? And, like, it was like a mind, an inner crisis that was just, I was just thinking, like, I don't want this woman to lose this, because she's pregnant. So I was like, I don't want this woman to lose these children. I don't want anything to happen to these babies. Thank God she's in, like, her so week, and I just don't want her to, you know, lose these babies. And that was also, I was calm because I was trying to be professional. Your girl is professional. So I was trying to be professional, but like inside I was boiling. And she was so calm. She was like, I'm fine, really. I'm good. I just want to rest. I just want to do this. I said, Melton, you just want to do this. What do you want to do? Come on, come here. Let me scan you. She said, nurse, I just want to rest. I just want to do this. I understood her, but the chaos in me could not understand. So I just had to let the doctors know, and then they now cleared everything. We all cleared everything as a team, and then it came out good. So she's resting now, and I'm happy because nothing's going to happen to those babies and her. Yeah. And I just want to also be a little, should I say, educative here. Please, there are a lot of IVF centers in Nigeria. That's one. Two, I won't say I really have an interest in IVF, but I have a little, like, I won't say I have so much interest, but I have a little to say enough that could, you know, educate you guys. So now this is what I have to say. If you know anybody, number one thing we normally tell people, if you know anybody that is going to kill themselves because they will not have children or because they cannot conceive, please forward them to an IVF center or an IVF hospital or any hospital that specializes in IVF, because it's very important to help the person. Because some people are literally killing themselves. Some women are literally killing themselves because they do not have children. That's one. So when you now start your program, I mean the IVF program, please, if you are above you guys are going to come for me, if you are above like 40 something, 50, I really want to plead with you. So please do not tell the practitioners, the health practitioners, that you want 3 or 4 embryos. Carry 2. Thank you very much. Carry 2. And if you hear this, you should ask, like, after hearing this, you can ask your gynae or whatever, ONG, why can't I carry more than 2 when I'm in my 40s? And you know, and they will explain to you. Please don't do that. Like, don't traumatize yourself. Don't traumatize yourself at all. As a woman, don't traumatize. And honestly, like, having my own take on this is I 100% support IVF, and obviously I also love children to an extent. I love children, okay? I love children, you guys. But I do not think you should actually kill yourself because you want a child. Because if you're gone, how are you going to get the child? Think about it. Yeah. I've said a lot. I said I was going to say a lot. This is so therapeutic for me. I love talking to you guys. I love talking to my phone. I love talking to you. I don't know. I don't want to stop. I don't want this to be so long, because I think the other one was like, what, 15 minutes? Then this one will now be That won't be nice. So thank you guys for listening to me. Please like, subscribe, and share. Send in your reviews also. Thank God this platform has made it possible for you to send your reviews or just write something about what you think about an episode. So you can do that. Thank you very much. I love you all. Bye, girls and boys.